Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you all again as we continue to discuss how we can bring the divine into the daily by understanding the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and incorporating those characteristics into our lives. So the name that we're going to discuss today is As-Sami'a, which means the all-hearing. When we think about hearing and listening, that's one of the topics that often comes up quite frequently in terms of communication and miscommunication in the marital relationship. Many times when we are speaking to our spouse, we may choose to hear what we perceive rather than to really listen and understand what is being said. So for example, if we have already formulated an opinion that our spouse is selfish, or our spouse is arrogant, or our spouse is not supportive, then at moments when our spouse may be expressing a certain emotion, may be going through a difficult day, may be having a hardship, our reaction may be to project upon our spouse what we already perceive of them, rather than really listening to what the person has to say. Thus, everything that comes out of the spouse's mouth in that moment will be seen as proving that this person is selfish, or proving this person is not supportive, or proving this person doesn't care or is arrogant. And so we wind up hearing what we want to hear rather than really listening to what is being said. We often do the same thing with our children, where we may hear their noise, their words, but because we've already anticipated that they are saying the wrong things or they're going down the wrong path, we've concluded that we don't need to listen. And so we hear the noise, but we don't listen to the words. And we'll see this often when our children are younger and they enter into our car, maybe after picking them from school, and they have so much that they want to say, but we hear it as noise rather than listening to the emotion that may be behind it. And again, when we shift back to the spouse, oftentimes when someone is seeking out empathy, when the words that they're saying are simply a call for a reaction like a hug or a pat on the shoulder or a pat on the back, and we hear it instead as a complaint, we hear it instead as whining or as disagreement, then our reaction to that person is also going to be negative. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sami'a, allows us to become better at hearing what needs to be heard and listening to the words, not just forming our own conclusions or judging based on our perceptions. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to our next episode as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. As-salamu alaykum.